you buy, let's say, fruit from an Arab stand in the old city, you don't have to take off trumas and maasers. Why? Because typically, things like fruit, the gemar malacha occurs as soon as it's harvested and put into a basket. So by the time you buy an apple, it was nigmar malacha biyad oved kochavim. If it's nigmar malacha biyad oved kochavim, avada, it is pater mitrumas and maasers. But the Rambam says, if you buy the produce before gemar malacha, and you were gomer malacha, then you're going to be chayav in trumas and maasers. Okay? So this is the aside. And the Gemara says that the din, that if a guy did gemar malacha, your pater is even like the man diyamar ain kinyan liakam lavkia, and that's because the one that says yesh kinyan liakam lavkia darshins from the words digancha, only your grain and not the grain that belonged to a guy, but the other man diyamar reads dagan as if it said digun. Digun is meruach, making a pile. So even the one who doesn't darshin digancha darshins diguncha. Now, again, forgive me for repeating. I know I talked about this before this month, but let me just mention that. So what do we have here? The guy's ownership is not mafkia, but the guy's gemar malacha is mafkia. Right, that's what the Rambam differentiates. If I buy the peiros before gemar malacha, even though the guy planted them and harvested them, I am chayav in trumas and maasers. But if I buy the produce after gemar malacha of the guy, I am putter from trumas and maasers. And that's exactly how we paskin. That is why, as I say, you could buy, during the other years, you could buy fruits and vegetables from Arabs, because by the time they're sold, they're going to be gemar malacha. Once in a while, you may have a difficult gemar malacha shayla. It's very hard to know the gemar malacha thing. When they sell you stuff that still has all the dirt on it and everything else, sometimes you might get a root vegetable like carrots that still have the dirt and the leaves. So then you have an interesting shayla, because it might very well be that the cleaning away of the dirt and the cutting away of the leaves might be a gemar malacha maisa. And if it's a gemar malacha maisa, then you will be chaya because it was nigmar malacha biyad Yisrael. But most of the time, if they're selling it, there was already gemar malacha. Now, all of this is ungenommen and this is fine. But the machlokas is, what is the din of meruach akum that patras? Does it mean the guy owned it and he did gemar malacha? What if, for example, what happens if I bought the peiros from the guy before gemar malacha? I bought the grain before it was threshed. And I simply hired a guy to do the meruach for me. In other words, is meruach akum mepatur that if the guy owned it at the time of meruach? In other words, you can have to say, you can ask it in both ways. What if a guy owned it and hired a Jew to do the meruach? Or what if a Jew owned it and hired a guy to do the meruach? Right? The Rambam is talking about the guy owned it and the guy did meruach. But which is it? Is it the ownership of the guy at the time of meruach? Or is it the actual person who did the meruach? The Rambam learns it is totally taloi on the guy that does the meruach. Halt the Rambam, that even if a Jew hired a guy to do the meruach, it would be putter, although we'll see there may be a direct knas rabbanan on that, but don't raise it. And conversely, according to the Rambam's lumdus, although he doesn't say it for favors, if a guy had a Jew do the gemar malacha, it would be chayim. So according to the Rambam, the drasha of meruach akum isn't telling me that if a guy owned the produce by the time of meruach, that's gonna pater. But it's simply a gzeres hakasa biyama, that if the meruach was done by a non-Jew, there is no chiyuv d'oraisa of trumas maasa. But that is a machlokes. That's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid is made to the piske halacha generally, that a guy's kinyan is not mafkia, but a meruach akum pakers. But the Ravid learns it means the guy owned it, b'shas meruach. According to the Rambam, it's totally on the identity of the physical entity. It's the identity of the physical entity that did the there may be one. Okay. I'm sorry, someone you wanted to say that?
If a Jew would hire a guy to do Meishim work, it wouldn't work as it wouldn't be killing of the Jews doing it as shlichus, like something.
And you're right, but generally speaking, we say ain't shlichus liyatim.
We say it by Shabbos.
Only Midrabbanan, and indeed, Midrabbanan, there is a chiv. In other words, the Rambam is going to be mechal.
It
seems more of a kenas. This is called yesh lichus liyakum machumra. We're going to see that the Rambam does differentiate between a guy who owned the property and used a guy or did it himself, in which you're patur lagamri, like I buy the apple in the Arab store, versus the Jewish farmer who gets a guy to do meruach, where although the shitas harambam is, you're also pater, but that's improper. It's improper for you to pater yourself from those mitzvahs. So we'll see midraban and yurarchayim. In that case, yurarchayim. In that case, so the Rambam does learn. Both of them are called meruach hakum, but in one case there'll be a getter of a kenas for trying to be mafkia yourself. Shalichus does not work, because certainly minatayra doesn't work, because a guy cannot be a shaliach, a minatayra.
If they were only chayvin avon, we wouldn't be able to separate from the eyes that they can get.
That's correct. That's correct. When something is chayev in trumas and maisos midrabanan, you have to separate it from anything that's chayev in trumas and maisos minatayra, because if I take rabbanan on the raisos, that's called minapator ala chiyuv. So the chiyuv doesn't get nifter, and vice versa, minachiyuv ala patur, so the chiyuv remains teva. Let me just explain that for a moment, just so everyone understands this. Before I get to drabban and derais, so let's talk about stamazay. Let's imagine I have grain that's legamri pudger. It's meruach hakam, right? So let's say I have a hundred bushels of apples that are chayim and trumas and masras, and I have 100 bushels of apples I bought from an Arab that are pudger from trumas and masras. So let's say for truma, let's say I want to give two apples. I want to give 1/50. Okay, so I think to myself, the mai nafkamina if I take these two apples, or I take these two apples. So here's the problem. If I take the two apples from the Arab and I give them as truma for the 50 apples that are chayef, actually I wouldn't have to give two apples, I give one apple for the 50 apples that are chayef, I'm giving truma from something that's putter on something that's chayef. So what's the avla? The halacha is that the chayef still remains teva. Tevel can only be misukin if you're mafresh from a chiyuv and not minapator. So minapator ala chiyuv, your 50 apples that are chayuv are still tevel and they're usher. Now, let's talk about the opposite. Let's say that I'm a big tzaddik and I want to give voluntary truma even on something that's putter, which I'm allowed to do. So let's say I combine the 50 that are chayiv and the 50 that are putter. I have 100 apples, and I take two apples from the chayiv on the tour. So one apple covers this 50 and one apple covers that 50. Now that's min hachiyuv ala patur. Now here, you actually were misakein the chiyuv because you did give an apple of chiyuv al chiyuv. And the chayra, what do you mean I wasn't misakein the patur? The patur is putter. But the problem is this. The problem is that when I give chiyuv ala patur, that which I'm giving still remains teva, because it doesn't become truma when it's a chiyuv ala patur. So the problem there is not what is left in my house. The problem there is the apple that I'm giving to the kohen, that the kohen will be eating teva. Now, the same idea that you can't give from chiyuv to patur, patur to chiyuv, also applies to Rabbanan Doraisa, because everything that's Chayav Rabbanan is Patur Lagabe, that which is Chayav Doraisa. The only problem is this. The problem basically is, do you have multiple levels of Rabbanan? Because here's the problem. I think we had mentioned that is the Rambam's own sheet, and again, many Rishonim were Chayav, that Bizman Hazeh, all Trumas and Maestras are Midrabbanan. And the reason why the Rambam says all trumas and maestras are midrabanan is because the Rambam learns you're only chayiv in Trumas and Maisris when most of the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. And where most of the Yidden are not living in Eretz Yisrael, the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisris is midrabanan. Now, that raises an interesting question, because what if something, in other words, like this. If I have produce that I did Gemar Malacha, so it would be Chayiv the Araisa, except for the fact that most Jews are not in Eretz Yisrael. So technically it's a Chayiv Drabanan. And then I have other apples, which I had a Goy harvest for me, and the Goy did Gemar Malacha, so that's only, it's also Chayiv Drabanan. But it turns out that the apples are Chayiv on a double layer Drabanan. First of all Trumas and Maestras are Drabanan. Second of all, even within the Trumas and Maestras that are Drabanan, this would be an extra Drabanan because it was Meruach Akam and it's Mitam Kenas. So this is what we call a Trei Drabanan, right? So we know a Drabanan to a Doraisa is Menaptura Lachiv. But what about Trei Drabanan vis-a-vis Chad Drabanan? Because every Trumas and Maestras is a Chad Drabanan, according to the Rambam, at least. It's an interesting question. I don't have a raya to this, although I know that Achreinim are machmir. I'll give you an example, not from the laws of Trumas and Maestras, but from the laws of Birkas HaMazon. We know the general rule that you can only be mitzi a person in a mitzvah if you're mechuyev. If you're not mechuyev in a mitzvah, you can't be mitzi. That's why a katan cannot be mitzi somebody in a mitzvah, because he's not mechuyev. If he's not, and chinuch is not considered a chiyev in that sense. If he's not mechuyev, So here is the shaila like this. So as a general rule, we would assume that a katan who ate could not be mitzi his father in Birkas HaMazon. But what if, here's the problem. In order for to be chayev in Birkas HaMazon d'Araisa, you're not chayev when you need a kazayas of bread. To be chayev in Birkas HaMazon d'Araisa, you have to eat enough bread with other food, that's also a machlokes, it's just the bread and the other food, to be called kedei sevia, that you're fully satisfied, because it says, v'yachalta v'savata. So if the father only ate a kezias, he's only chayav in benching midrabanan. The son is chayav to bench al schinuch, also midrabanan. So could a son, we'll see what the son ate, can a son be mitzi his father if his father is only mechuyev midrabanan? If the father is mechuyev d'araisa, the son cannot. But if the father is mechuyev d'rabanan, do I say the rabbanan of the son of chinuch could be mitzi the father? So the machlokes rishonim is the following. Rashi learns, no matter what the son ate, he could not be mitzi the father. And the reason that's given is, Rashi says, chinuch is not a mitzvah on the son. Chinuch is a mitzvah on the parent. The son is not chayiv at all. If the son is not chayiv at all, it's not a case of a drabanan being mitzi a drabanan. The son is not chayiv. Ramban is chaylik. The Ramban actually learns that although chinuch is certainly a mitzvah on a parent, chinuch also obligates the child, that when the child reaches a certain age, the child, even if his parent is not telling him, the child has a chiyuv to do mitzvahs. So the Ramban therefore says like this, if the child ate kedei sevia, so he's a chad rabbanan, he could be mitzi his father who ate a kezias, who's also a chad rabbanan. But, even like the Ramban, if the child only ate a kezias, and his father ate a kezias, the child is chayev only through a two-level drabanan, chinuch and kezias, So a two-level Rabbanan is considered to be a patur legabe a one-level Rabbanan. So the Chayra, this is a very good dimion to the issue of Trumas and Maisos, where you have a similar halacha, Minachi of Al-Apatur. But you are correct. You normally have to separate these different things. But as I say, Shita Sarambam is all Trumas and Maisras, Bisman Hazeh, is Rabbanan. Okay.
Yep. How do we possibly, Rabbi mentioned that it's machlokas whether deraisa you're obligated to bench only if you have that shear of bread or shear of bread and other.
Yeah, that's machlokas. I don't remember how the Mishnah Berurah is machria. There is a machlokas, is kidei sevia mitzad the lechem, or is kidei sevia bitsirif the lechem and everything else you ate. I believe we paskin that you're mitzarif everything that you ate if it is considered to be the lafes boas apas, which means most main dishes, meaning we wouldn't count desserts. Meaning, if it was dessert that made you kidei sevia, that would not be mitzarif with the bread, but the staple foods that you eat with the bread, we would be mitzarif that share of kidei sevia. That seems to be the halacha of the maisa. Yeah, okay. Alright, so now though, there's a certain rub here. The Rambam brings a very interesting din, which is miyusar on a Gemara and b'chayrus. So again, what is our principle here? If I buy peiros from a goy, and I'm the one that was going to malacha, since ein kinyan liatam lahavkia, I am 100% mechuyev to be mafresh trumas and maisers, right? It's only meruach akam that patters, but if it's meruach Yisrael, after I bought it from the guy, the Rambam might even know before I bought it, but certainly after I bought it from the guy, I'm varei chai. But here's what the Rambam says you have to do. The Rambam says, im lachan Yisrael achash nitlshu, the Jew bought the produce after it was harvested by the guy, the Gomran Yisrael, and the Yisrael did Gemar Malacha, Chayavin Bakol Minatayra. Now again, he means Minatayra, meaning theoretically. Because of the practical reason, you don't have most of the Jews, it's all Drabbanan, but in terms of the Goy, in terms of Yeshkin and Liakum, you're Chayav Minatayra. So what do? Mafrish Truma Gedola. You must be Mafrish Truma Gedola, that's the 150th. The rice is Ein Lashir, but Midrabanan Beinunig is 150th. Nice no the Kohen, give it to a Kohen. Okay, so far so good. You then take off Trumas Maser, which is technically the 10% of the 10%, so that's 1%. And normally the Levi would do that, but here you're doing it, so you'll see why in a moment. But when you take off the Trumas Maser, you don't have to give it to a Kohen. You can sell it to a Kohen for money. And similarly, when you take off Maaser Rishon, you can just keep it. You don't, right? So this is a very mudna thing. You're chayav in the separation of Trumas and Maasers. You're chayav, in Maaser Sheni, you'd have to take your Shalayim, although you don't say that, but you're chayav in the separation of Trumas and Maasers. But you're not chayav in the nesina of Trumas and Maisras. Although, we'll have to see, why do you give Truma Gedola? You give Truma Gedola, your mocher Trumas Maiser, and your ma'akev Maiser Rishon. What type of principle is this? If you have to separate, then why don't you have to give? These are matanas that you have normally have to give. So here, the Rambam says the following idea. We have to be machalik between the need to take off the Yisr Tevel. Now Tevel is taken off by Hafrasha. The mitzvah of Nesina is, once you're mafresh, it becomes mammon. In Dine Mammonis, this belongs to Kohanim, this belongs to Levim. So here's what the Rambam says. In Dine Mammonis, when you buy property from somebody, we have a klal, and it's a Cheshen Mishpat klal. The Cheshen Mishpat klal is, Ma Machar Rishayim L'Sheni Kol Zechus Shetavai liyadei. What does that clause mean? When one person sells property to another person, the second person gets all of the bailus that the first person has, unless, of course, the first person was masna, that he was not selling all of his bailus. Right? General rule. I buy your house, whatever bailus you had, I have. I buy your car, same thing, unless you made it tonight that I can't use the house for something. So Mimela, again, this isn't the Rambam Chiddush, it's based on the Gemara Bechayres. If I buy produce from a goy, since if any Kohen or Levi would be Taiveya the goy for Trumas and Maestras, the goy would have had a right to be Madche then, I have acquired, again, nothing to do with Ein Kinyan. Ein achinami legabe the kedusha legabe the iser legabe the iser tevel. If the guy didn't do gemar malacha, the guy's ownership is not mafkia the kedusha. So that's why I have to be mafresh, because otherwise there's an iser tevel. But legabe the bailus, I acquired the guy's bailus. The guy had a kayach to be matcha. I have a kayach to be matcha. Now, let's see how this makes sense here. So, why do I have to give truma gedola? Why can't I sell? In other words, if the pshat, okay, like this. I can't eat the truma because since it's chayav in Isser Tevel, the truma has kedusha. I can't eat it. But even if I can't eat it, I should be able to sell it, get money out of it. So you have to say, the Mefarshim say, that Enochinami, since the Araisa, Truma has no shear. You could give as little as you want. So it's not really a loss for you. So we don't allow you to invoke this zechus on something that's not a hefset for you. All right, so Truma you give. Truma smicer is a hefset. I got to give definitively 1%. So I can't eat it because it has kedusha. The guy's kinyan was not mafkia. But in dine mominis, I can sell it. Now, Maiser Rishon is even more, because here's the thing. Maiser Rishon, once you take off Trumas Maiser, doesn't have Kedusha at all. In fact, let's say I give a Levi Maiser Rishon. The Levi can invite me to eat it with him. Maiser Rishon is Mutter Lazorim. It's only a Gezel Dika Halacha that you have to give it to a Levi. Huh? If it's only a Gezel Dika Halacha, it's a Chayshin Mishpat Halacha. It's not a Yoredeya Dika Halacha. Meila, I don't have to give it at all. I'll keep it. I have to be mafresh to take off the Yisr Tevel. I don't have to give it. By the way, today, Bizman Azeh, that's exactly why when, you know, if you're mafresh, trumas, and maestros today, if you go through the set, I don't want to go through the whole set of Mekratim, you will notice that you're Kore Shem on Maiser Rishon, but you eat it. You don't discard it. The only thing you discard is an amount equal to Truma and Trumas Meiser, and your Paita the Meiser Sheni. The Meiser Rishon, you are actually eating, because once again, since we treat all the Levium as Suffolk Levium, so it's a Mammonistikatin, Hamaitsi Mechaverei Olaparai. Now here's a different Lumdus. This is not because it's a Suffolk, this is a Lumdus that he who acquired payers from a guy has the bailus of the guy. So this is a fascinating point, that according to the Rambam, when you buy pay rice from a guy, kaidim gemar malacha, and you were gemar malacha, you are chayav minatayra in trumas and maestras, chayav minatayra, but afal pichen, you don't have to give them away, except for truma gedayla you give away, trumas maeser you can be mocher, and the reason why you don't keep it is there'd be no tevelis, you're not allowed to eat it. So you have to, so the best you can do, the maximum benefit you can get is to sell it. And Maiser Rishon, that's Mutter Lazorim, you can even eat. Now he doesn't mention Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni, presumably you would have to be Mafresh and take Yerushalayim or be Paida. Maiser Ani be the same thing. You would not have to give it. Maiser Ani would be like Maiser Rishon. Although it's intrinsically shver that, you know, why should you be Mafsid the Aniyim? But once again, the goy could have been Matcha the Aniyim, I could be Matcha the Aniyim as well. Although, well, okay. That's an interesting shaila. If an ani actually comes to your house, you're mechuyev al staka to give him something, but you don't have to give him the whole miser ani. Okay, so this is a big chiddush that it really is a separation between the yerideya and the chayshin mishpat, meaning the guy does not have bialos to be mavkia the kedusha saoritz, but in terms of ownership of the produce, when you buy it from the guy, you have the bialos to buy it. Now, this is to be distinguished from when you simply buy back the field. If you remember the very first case of the Rambam, I buy back a field that I then plant. At that point, if the pay rice grew in my rishus, at that point, I'm legari chayiv, and I even have to give the trumas and the maizrus. This din of being matcha only applies when you bought the pay rice from the guy. Meaning the pay rice were in the rishus of the guy. So if the guy did gemar malacha, you're patur legamri. If the guy didn't do gemar malacha and you were gemar malacha, so that's going to be the case where you have this thing. Okay, this is a very, very interesting. Again, it's not nogei lemaisa today because for various reasons we don't give trumas and maisers anyway. But it would be very, very nogei at a time when these matanos were actually distributed. Okay.
What would happen if a person works the field and before the Gemara Melacha he then sells it to a guy?
Oh, okay, so that's the next din of the Rambam. Okay, so now the Rambam goes weiter. So the case that the Rambam was talking about in Yud Aleph is the guy harvested the pay rice and you bought the pay rice and you were Gemara Melacha. So there, Lagamri, except for Truma Gedayla, you're not chayiv in Nesina, you're only chayiv in Afrasha. The Trumas Meiser you sell, and the Meiser Rishon you keep. Now, what if the guy is selling you produce that's still growing? The guy is selling, in other words, you didn't buy harvested produce and be Gaimer Malacha. The guy sold you pay rice that are still growing. So here, the Rambam makes the following chiluk. There are two terms you need to know in Hilchos Trumas and Maisers. One term we've already come across, Gemar Malacha. That's the processing completion. There's another term, which really the Rambam invented, the Mishnah does not use. The Mishnah uses Gemar Malacha a lot. The Rambam invented a term called Onas HaMaisers. Onas HaMaisers, Ayin Vav Nun Saf Onas, the time of Maisers. Now, what is the time of Maisrus? So, if you look at the first perek of Maseches Maisrus, you will see that even with Gemar Malacha, produce is never chayav in Maisr unless it reached a certain stage of its growth. In other words, if you harvest something when it's very minimal in terms of its development, then no matter what you do with it afterwards, it is putcher. It has to reach a certain stage. For example, for tavua, the stage of onas ha-maisris is a shlish of its bishon, a third of its complete growth. So that would mean, in other words, if you harvest a grain before it's reached a third of its maturity, then even if you did gemar malacha, there is no chiyav even midrabana of trumas and maisris. Right? So, essentially, therefore, to be chayiv in trumas and maisrus min ha-taira, you need onas ha-maisrus coupled with gemar malacha. And if you look at the first paragraph, again, we're not farmers, so these mishnayos are actually hard for us to fully understand. But it goes through different fruits for peaches and apricots, you know, like, what type of development is there. Now, the Rishonim actually say all of the different shiurim that are given are just examples of shlish, meaning the aside is shlish bishulo, but for grain we just say shlish bishulo. I guess everybody knows that, what that is. I wouldn't know it, but okay. But for peaches and apricots and quinces, it gives you simanim in terms of the color of the fruit and everything else. But in reality, it's only one simon, many Rishonim say, and that is it's reached a third of its maturity. Okay, now, the getter is like this. Something is not called a pre until it reaches a third of its bishul. So until it reaches a third of its bishul, it's as if it's part of the ground. It's karka. So the Rambam says like this. When you buy peiros mechubarim from the guy, here is what the Rambam, and you're going to be the Gomer Malacha, you're going to be the Gomer. If you buy it before Onas HaMasros, and it reached Onas HaMasros in your Rishas, and then you did Gomer Malacha, then you're Chayav Lagamri in Trumas and Maestros, not only on the Hafrasha, but even on the Nesina, because it became a fruit in your Rishas. And you can't use the guy's right to be madche, because the guy didn't have fruits. The guy had things that are still land. But what if you buy, this is your question, Mamish, what if you buy after Onas HaMaisris while it's still growing? So here, the Rambam says a fascinating thing. You have to make a cheshbon, what percentage of the fruit grew in the guy's Rishas, and what percentage of the fruit grew in yours. Here's the example that he gives. Let me give you the example that he gives. Lokach tevua zerua mino akum achar sheivia shalish. In other words, we're not talking about you bought the peiros after it was harvested. You bought the peiros while it's growing. So I buy a grain that is planted in the field after it reached a third of its growth, and two-thirds of its continued growth was nimshach after the Israel already owned it. And then the Israel harvested it, and the Israel did gemar malacha. So, you have to be mafresh, trumas, and maestros for sure, because you did meruach, even if it was 100% reached in the guys rishas, if you did meruach yirchayev. But the Rambam says, since one-third of its growth as a fruit occurred in the Rishus of the Akam, so on one-third of the Maiser Rishon, you can keep. And one-third of the Trumas Maiser, you can sell. Two-thirds of the Maiser Rishon, you have to give to the Levi. And two-thirds of the Trumas Maiser. Right? So if you have, let's say, 100 bushels. So let's say you have to separate 10 bushels for Maiser Rishon. Two-thirds, not an even number, two-thirds you give to the Levi, one-third you keep. In other words, together is this kayach to be matcha the Levi by saying, I have the bailus of the guy, only applies legabe what the guy actually had bailus. Now, that's not such a pashut svara, because you might say, well, for keret, when I was kaina that one-third grain, I acquired on this grain the kayach of the guy to be matcha. So whatever happens afterwards is just the growth of what belongs to me. And yet we see that Chazal did require this type of shivoy, this type of cheshbon. Yeah.
In that case where there's 10 of it, you have to split it into two-thirds and one-third?
That's right.
The majority of it, would you give to the Levi? Or would, like...
Well,
if
no.
It's like six, and then you would keep three, what happens to the last one? Would you keep it, or would you...
If you can't divide it exactly...
Throw it away?
No. Well, you can't throw it away, right. Because you're not allowed to just waste it. You would not have to give away more. I mean, again, you'd have to find some way. I mean, you could divide grain. You could divide grain in fractions, too. Cut away a little bit. And the like, you try to be exact. But this is an important yesod. So b'kitzer, these are big yesodis. On one hand, we paskin... The bailus of a guy is not mafkiya kedusha. On the other hand, we paskin meruach akum paters. Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, what is meruach akum? Is it totally on the bailus or totally on who did the meruach? Of Rezakta Rambam, even when it's Mercho Yisrael and it's chayav, if you're buying the peiros after they've been harvested, you're legamri pater from the sina, except for the truma gedola. And if you bought it while it was growing, you would make an apportionment, how much grew in the guy's rishos, how much grew in your rishos. So again, you have to be mafresh al hakol. You have to be mafresh al hakol, but on the part that grew in the guy's rishos, you could be mocher the trumas maser, or you could keep the maser rishon. Okay, so this is, again, it's a fascinating insight, because you see how the mamonistika aspect of trumas and maseris and the kedusha dika aspect of trumas and maestros can be two different situations. Okay, we'll be mamshich.